the ground.
Well, how do, folks, and welcome to the Lucky You Ranch. That probably don't mean much to you right now on your first visit, but I guess pretty near everybody likes the wide open spaces, the dust of cattle on the trail, the shimmering trees along the creek behind the barn, and the sky. Well, the sky's always blue out here on the Lucky You, with big white clouds floating in it, picking up shadows from those old purple mountains way off in the distance. I don't know. Well, anyhow, me and the boys own a big old desert ranch out here, and we call it the Lucky You. And we're going to give away an acre of our ranch every day to someone out there on our Lucky You line that's listening. It might be you. So why don't you kind of visit with us here on the Lucky You Ranch for a while? We all want to welcome you to our place. That means you and Carl, Tommy and Ken, and Shug. In town, when we're making pictures or records or something, they call us the Sons of the Pioneers. But out here on the Lucky You Ranch, you can just about call us anything, as long as you don't call us late for supper.
Hold it. I'll make the jokes on this show, and I've got one for you. Did I tell you about my...
No, Shug, no. No, tomorrow. Tomorrow you can tell it. Not now.
All right. That's always tomorrow.
And we've got Frankie Messina. And when we're not riding... When he's not riding fence or bringing the cows in, he plays the accordion with us. And we've got Betty Taylor, the little schoolmarm at... Just down the road, a little ways from the Lucky You, at the district school number 3. Golly, I couldn't even start to describe her.
Yippee-yah!
Hey, what's the matter, Shug? You got troubles?
Troubled? No, why?
Well, why that yippee-yah?
Nobody's got troubles on the little Lucky You ranch, and if they do, you know what to do, don't you?
Yippee-yah, your troubles away. When you get weary of trouble and care, here's for a cow and we'll say, cast your eye on the sun and the sky, yippee-yi, your troubles away. When you cut loose, watch your troubles, Samus, skies won't be cloudy your gray. No reason why you should worry or cry, yippee-yi, your troubles away. Scatter your walls as the sun rises, everything's rosy and swell. Sing a note through that lump in your throat. Greet the dawn with a cowboy yell. Here's what to do when you're lonely and blue. Make it a wonderful day. Cast your eye on the sun and the sky. Yippee-yi, your troubles away. Yippee-yi, your troubles away.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You know, a lot of folks that come by the Lucky You Ranch tell us they like that kind of singing. We thought maybe more people could enjoy it if we could just get on the radio. And by golly, folks along the party line just couldn't believe it when the order from the big network in the city come to us over the phone.
I couldn't believe it myself.
Well, they said, how are you going to do a radio show from, well, some old dried-up cow country ranch? I don't know. But here we are. And come winter rains or summer dust, we're a-fixing to do it. The folks that live on the Lucky You Ranch are coming to you for a half hour each day at this time over the station you're listening to right now. And we're just real anxious to know how you like it.
Oh, well, personally, I think we stand out as the finest ranch in the country.
Well, sure, you think the Lucky You stands out? Why?
Well, because we got the finest cat, the finest cat, the finest steered hog, we got everything. We got the famous Farber brothers sitting right here, you and Carl sitting on a bunkhouse step with nothing to do but play this kind of music.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks. I'm Ken Curtis, and I want to tell you about the acre of land we give away here on our Lucky You Ranch. Every day, to some deserving person, we're going to give away an acre of land on the Lucky You Ranch. It's in California, way down on the edge of the desert, where most anybody would like to settle down and let the rest of the world go by. You got sunny skies, fresh, clean air, and at night that lopsided desert moon casts a sort of soothing, restful light. And the stars look like you could reach right up and pick a saddlebag full of them. Here's how we give away the land. And mind you, we do this every day. If you know some deserving person, someone who's gone out of his way to do something for somebody else, write and tell us about it. Each day, for the best good deed, a gold deed will be awarded. A gold deed to an acre of land that money can't buy. Someday, we want this whole ranch to be owned by the best doggone folks in the world. So write about the good deed doer you know. Address your letter to Lucky You Ranch, care of the station to which you're listening. Today's letter is about Mrs. Ruby Dill, Box 804, Manitou Springs, Colorado. A gold deed for an acre of land goes to Mrs. Dill. She'll like Lucky You Ranch out here in California desert. And the land's all hers, clear down to China. Now, here's Lloyd Perryman to read today's gold deed winning letter.
Thank you, Ken. And here's what we'd like to say to Mrs. Peggy Hall of Colorado Springs, who wrote and told us about today's gold deed winner. Thanks a million. Yes, folks, the wonderful person that Mrs. Peggy Hall wrote and told us about will receive a gold deed for her good deeds to an acre of land on the Lucky You Ranch out here in California, way out here in the West. The letter says, I'm sending you the name of a little lady who I feel should have a medal for her great unselfishness. This lady raised 6 children, none of them her own. Just little ones with no parents and no place to go. One of the children got hurt in a car accident, and this little lady mortgaged her home to keep this child from being crippled for life. Now this wonderful little lady is slowly going blind. The children she worked so hard for and raised have all gone their own ways. Through all of this, she's not bitter, and all she ever says is, the Lord willing, I will still save my eyesight. She practically gave her life for those homeless children. Her name is Mrs. Ruby Dill, Manitou Springs, Colorado. And so to this wonderful woman, Mrs. Ruby Dill, goes today's gold deed for her good deeds. And along with it, the wishes and prayers of all of us for her health, her happiness, and especially her eyesight. We'd like to send a song salute to Mrs. Ruby Dill featuring Ken Curtis and all the boys. This is for you, Mrs. Ruby Dill.
Treetops and you. shake in the air when you're with me. A melody is drifting everywhere. The echoes bring me Mother Nature's hit parade. Whenever I begin to sing my prairie serenade, I hear music in the treetop and music in the air. When you're with me, a melody is drifting everywhere. The echoes bring me Mother Nature's hit parade. Whenever I begin to sing my prairie serenade.
Well, thank you, neighbors. You know, that's one of our favorite songs out here on the Lucky You Ranch. Say, by the way, Lloyd, have you seen Betty Taylor?
Yeah, I saw Betty around a few minutes ago. Hey, Betty!
Betty, where the heck are you?
I'm right here, Lloyd. I was just back there with talking to Tommy Doss. Gee, I like him pretty wonderful.
Oh, Betty, how could you like a guy like that that talks as much as Tommy Doss does? Always yakety, yak, yak, yak.
Oh, just... that isn't true, is it, Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
But you are romantic, aren't you, Tommy?
Hmm?
Look, see those two little birds in that picture over there on the wall, sitting close together, real close? Tommy, what do you suppose those two little birds are thinking about?
Worms.
Oh, brother, worms.
Ah, he's just fooling, sure. He knows they're not thinking of worms. Why, that's silly.
Of course it is. They're thinking of bugs.
Oh, may I sing, Lloyd?
Please do.
Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music, it's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, how still my heart, how high the moon. Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music, it's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The
darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, I feel my heart a
Thank you, neighbors, and you too, Betty Taylor. As Lloyd told you, Betty's sort of a regular visitor here at the Lucky You Ranch. She teaches school down the road a mile or two, and
George,
I'd like to...
George, I'm awfully sorry, but I have to get back. I have some papers to grade.
Okay, Betty. See you tomorrow. Say, by the way, on your way out, if you see Hugh Farr, will you tell him...
I'm standing right here. You know, I've been...
By the way, Hugh, did you get the mail today?
Oh, I sure did, Lloyd, and I got a lot of wonderful thoughts in the mail today.
Another thing, we ought to tell the folks out there along the Lucky You line about this little idea that we have for every day out here on the Lucky You. We ask the neighbors to drop us a line and tell us of any thoughts or little poems or prayers that helped them over a rough trail at some time or other. Then Hugh picks one out every day and he reads it on our program. Hugh, what did you pick out for today?
Well, here's the one I picked for today, Lloyd. I'll read it for you. My name is Mike O'Donnell. I don't have any prayers, I guess, because I work on a ranch. But maybe I do. I don't know. You know, I don't get a chance to go to church. In fact, I don't know what I'd wear if I went. But I think I'm a good Christian. You know, out here on the ranch, the only choir you have, like you have in church, is the birds and maybe the wind. My altar is a mesa, a mile east of the ranch house, and my candles are the stars that come out at night. I don't know what kind of a religion you'd call me, but every night when that man upstairs lights those candles over what I call my altar, I look up and thank him. I thank him for the man I work for, and I thank him for keeping me honest. And I thank him for my horse. I guess maybe my horse has a religion, too. I don't know. I know you'll never read this, but it's just something I wanted to say. Signed, Mike.
Well, I think that's wonderful, Hugh. The fact is, I think we all ought to dedicate a song to Mike working on that ranch back there. He sounds like a man that really rides the range. And like those old rawhide riders from the old days, are probably saying to themselves right now, this ain't the same old range.
The scenes have changed across the range since long ago. There's miles of rails and crossroad trails that I don't know. And now my days are numbered here, but I don't care. My old game's waiting just beyond the rolling clouds up there.
This ain't the same. Everything seems to
arrive, I see my old pals where the bright moon climbs. They're rounding up the shooting stars that stray sometimes. Then brand 'em right and tie 'em tight so they can't fall to some far place in empty space and there be found at all.
Thank you an awful lot, folks. And now we'd like to do a song that we think an awful lot of.
Hey, Lloyd. How about...
Shug, what do you want?
How about me doing a tune on this first show? That's what I had in my mind.
Shug, you know, we're getting along pretty close to the end of our show, and you've got so many syllables in your words, I don't think we'd ever get through.
That don't make a cat-hard bit of difference.
Shug, this is our first show, though. We want it to go off just exactly right. We want to go off exactly on time and everything.
Well, everything's doing pretty good, ain't it, from here on out?
Yeah, but tomorrow, Shug, you can sing a song.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow, absolutely.
Okay, cross your heart and hope you to die.
Okay, cross my heart.
Make a big one.
Big one, okay.
Okay, shake hands.
All right.
Red leather, we drink tomorrow now.
Tomorrow, that's for sure.
Okay.
The
Don't
tune
you
I was.
Forget it, George.
I won't, Shug. Honestly, I won't. The tune that I was about to introduce features a boy from up Oregon way. His name is Tommy Doss, and he's singing the Chant of the Wanderer. Tommy Doss.
Take a look at the sky where the whippoorwill trills, and the mountain so high where the cataract spills. Take a look at the falls and the rippling rills. Hear the wanderlust call. The tumbleweed grows, the broken heart tones, the sand's
sun's high in the heavens, and there's work to do. Fences to mend, feed and water to haul, some cattle to round up for the long ride east. We hope you'll visit Lucky You Ranch with us tomorrow. Just tune in at 12:30 again. We're going to give away another acre of land. We're going to sing some songs that maybe you know and would like to hear. So I guess it's goodbye for now from Carl and Hugh, Tommy and Lloyd, Ken and Shug, Frankie and Miss Betty, all the folks from the Lucky You Ranch. So until tomorrow then, be lucky, you. And produced by Lou Fulton and comes to you from the heart of Hollywood. George Putnam speaking. America is sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.